Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us on the line is J.P. Sebastian, film critic. I'm sorry that you had to endure that. Good morning.
Good morning. I know it definitely feels like the red carpet, or I suppose the cocky carpet rolled out from it. Captain, I now know all the lyrics, and I'll probably still only just repeat Captain and tap my foot the way I was.
It's exactly.
I don't know what you've done to me either. Like, I think lockdown has taken its toll, and now I'm the biggest fan of Captain Funny Sailor or whatever the lyrics are.
Is it Captain Funny Sailor? What is it?
I do not even remotely speak Afrikaans. I know that if I did try, I'd upset a lot of your listeners. There'd have to be another, I don't know, TRC or something if I tried to mispronounce a word. Let's not.
Let's rather not. Let's focus on movies. So what were the big movies in 2020?
Oh, wow. So 2020, and obviously now we're seeing this as a result of the award season that we're in.
Exactly.
Surprise, surprise, even though we had a terrible pandemic lockdown year, obviously for the human toll it took, but also for the big screen, there were some gems at the Golden Globes most recently. That was when Monday in South African time. Chloe Zhao's Nomadland took the Best Picture Golden Globe. And that one looks especially pretty. Now, Chloe Zhao was directing Frances McDormand there. If you don't know the name Frances McDormand, she deserves a category of her own. You might remember from Fargo back in the day. She's married to Joel Cohen, I believe, if I got that correct. But in this movie, it's just a beautiful slice of life of a houseless American person who takes to the caravan life, takes to the road, and almost in the push west kind of way, is trying to pick her life up from pieces. And what's especially special about Nomadland is that despite having this Olympian-level actress that Frances McDormand is, everyone around her is a first-timer. People whose lives aren't acting, and in fact, they are houseless Americans themselves. So it's such a tender portrait of struggle, and especially during this time, and with the eye that Chloe Zhao has, good grief, people are comparing her already to her, giving her her own style, saying it's akin at least to Terrence Malick, who people study when they go to film school, et cetera, et cetera. So absolutely beautiful. That's the one that I look forward to in essay the most, because obviously America got that out already in 2020. But there's a lot to look forward to, too, and I think that's the one that I want to focus on today, if that's all right.
Absolutely.
So there are four in particular that I want to point to. And I could talk about the small ones and the artsy ones, but, you know, let's reach broader. I think people deserve to lose whatever amount of brain cells they need to for the stress that we've had.
Yeah.
You're allowed to let your hair down. So I'm talking about the blockbusters today, and the first one is Top Gun Maverick, starring none other than Tom Cruise again at this point, I believe, in his 90s.
I was just going to say, I mean, do they bring him on in a Zimmer, with a Zimmer frame? Huh? How is he still doing this, and does he have his hair?
I think they build the fighter jet around him. It's too much of a chore to get his bones into the cockpit. So that's quite a logistical feat in itself. But all jokes aside, this dude, Tom Cruise, needs a hug. Seriously, he wants to die. This is clear. And I wish that he wouldn't, because he's, despite all his weirdness and the time that he attacked Oprah, which
I'll never get over that.
Yeah, no one can. That was quite a traumatic experience. I think that there's a memorial somewhere for him jumping on Oprah's chest with his claw fingers, excited about dating whoever he was at the time. Anyway, look, silliness aside, Tom Cruise, good on him. They actually affectionately in Hollywood refer to him as the white man's Jackie Chan, because he is so devoted to giving you pure entertainment that he puts his body on the line. And in Top Gun Maverick, he actually gets into the planes. He's got a license. And what's especially weird about this dude is that he does stunts that even the seasoned pilots say, no, not touching that with a 10-foot pole. Would not do that turn. That is a death wish. And then despite the pleading of insurance companies, Tom Cruise goes for it. Now, what's special about Top Gun Maverick is that it really looks like you've not seen flights filmed in this way before. IMAX cameras in the cockpit, a flight hazard deluxe, but it really looks like it will even send movies like Star Wars back to the drawing board. Like, no, we have to think of it differently. This looks too beautiful. That is July, in essay.
That's incredible. I mean, that really does sound unbelievable. I knew he did his own stunts. I didn't actually think that it was to that extent in the cockpit like that.
And like I said, think what you like about the dude. Maybe you don't even think he's a great actor, but he is so devoted to you getting every bang for your buck that you spend in a movie, which is so rare. Sometimes the famous guy just picks up the check and leaves, and I don't like that attitude too much, frankly, but good for him. He's actually such a pro with this kind of stuff. The next one, however, that I'm super excited about is Dune. The remake by Denis Villeneuve, which is based on the book series by Frank Herbert and his son later. Now, Dune is a sci-fi that set the pace. Speaking of Star Wars, four movies like Star Wars. You wouldn't have Star Wars without Dune. And in the hands of a director who first came on the scene for a lot of people with Sicario, with Emily Blunt, which was dance as all heck, but so beautifully filmed. Then Arrival with Amy Adams. Then most recently, Blade Runner 2049, which is a perfect ode to the original itself. You know that this movie is in good hands, and unfortunately not going to make the same mistakes that poor David Lynch made with his attempt at it back in the day, even though we love him for Twin Peaks. So Nerve there is accompanied by a marvelous cast. That's Timothy Chalamet, who we all know and love for Call Me By Your Name, Zendaya, and then Bautista, who is a pro wrestler from the WWE, but pulls out surprisingly all the stops when he's in the hands of Denis Villeneuve, lost in Blade Runner 2049. What an incredible actor for a dude who had to spend his career in Orna Brookie staring down other muscular men in anger, which is probably where the acting talent comes from.
Absolutely.
You've got Stellan Skarsgård in there. You've got Oscar Isaac, who is fantastic. The cast goes on and on and on. But I'm so happy that something like this is getting such a highly, carefully, pedantically stylized epic and likely trilogy that it deserves, compared to the offspring of Dune, Star Wars, which has had all its daylight that it got. And now I think that we're finally going to get a Dune trilogy that looks absolutely beautiful. Please look up the trailer, folks.
Absolutely fantastic. Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. They're going to shout at me if we don't go to headlines. I really do appreciate it. We need to do this more often. J.P. Sebastian, film critic, talking about some of the exciting things that we can anticipate.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.